The other day, as my wife and I were in downtown Williamsport, we came to the intersection at the red light, and there before us was a young woman in a car with someone else and some kids in the back seat. And as we were waiting for the light, we looked over, and this young lady was driving, if you want to call it that, smoking a cigarette and looking at her cell phone at the same time, all the while trying to navigate through traffic and watch the red lights and all the cars around her. She was not only endangering herself and those in her car, she was endangering everyone else around her, and her decisions in those moments were affecting everyone around her in a dreadful way. Fortunately, nothing happened at that time. There are so many distractions in our lives today that we have to distract us from focusing on what we should be doing. As many of you noticed this morning, I had a cell phone up here with me and was pretending to text. I don't know how many of you saw that, how that made you feel with me up here doing that in the morning, this morning, taking my focus away from really concentrating and leading worship this morning. See, because my eyes were fixed on what was really important for the moment. And this is the way our lives go. These things are, in and of themselves, good and evil. And the key is how we use them that makes them good or evil. And in many ways we can use them to glorify God, in many ways we can use them to disgrace God. See, these things in our lives that cause us to lose our focus. As I went to sit down this morning, I heard we have a loon in the congregation here, right? We heard the loon. I'm not going to point any fingers or look at anybody, but at any rate, all seven of our minds went to that, didn't they? Because these things in our world have a way of grabbing our attention just like that, despite what we're thinking about or what we're doing. And you have those moments when you're really focused on something and you're listening or you're watching or you're reading, and something outside of that happens. And all of a sudden, you stop to look and see or to listen, and it takes you a while to get back into that, where you were, to find your place, and sometimes you never do. The distractions of the world. I wanted to use these two scriptures. Actually, I had the one from Philippians chosen for this morning to talk about being one in mind with Christ. But as the morning went on this morning, I don't know why Hebrews chapter 12 is kind of in mind, that you will know as we go on. Paul wrote to the believers in Philippi. He was teaching them about the gospel and about true teachers and about having the humility of Christ. We've been talking about love for the past few weeks and what the command to love one another as Christ loved us, to love your neighbors yourself, really meant biblically, but Paul here says to them in an encouraging message, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, and in other words, if your relationship with Jesus Christ is an encouragement to you, and if you have comfort from His love, if His love brings you comfort, you're encouraged because you're connected to Him, you're comforted because you know He loves you, and being connected to Jesus, we have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And because of that, if there's any tenderness and compassion in you, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Now, he's not talking about being like-minded with Him. He's talking about being like-minded with Christ. Because we're connected to Christ, and that encourages us. We know He loves us, that gives us comfort. And we have tenderness and compassion because of the Spirit that lives in us. Therefore, we should have the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. But oftentimes, we get distracted from that purpose. What was Jesus' purpose?
Jesus' message in the New Testament was repent and believe. In other words, believe, turn from your old ways, believe that Jesus is the true Messiah. He's the way, the truth, and the life, the one and only way to eternal life. That was his message. His purpose was to sow the seed of the good news of the gospel and to point people to Christ. But unfortunately, we get sidetracked in our purpose, in our journey. We sort of lose our way, per se, because of the distractions in life. And I was thinking about some of those distractions this week. Right now we have a major distraction in the United Methodist Church, and it's all the money and all the time being spent over this issue on human sexuality. And I was talking to other pastors this past week, and many of us agree that we're spending vast amounts of money, vast amounts of time on all these meetings and all these gatherings that we're now being we're made to attend. It's mandatory now. We have gospel work to do. The word of God is shared with people, and we're sitting in meeting rooms talking and not connected with the head of this Christ. He says, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. All right, first of all, what's the writer of Hebrews saying here? Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let's run the race marked out for us. First of all, what the writer is saying is that we have to get back in the race. We have to throw all the garbage off that's distracting us. Sometimes that even means the friends we hang out with. We have to make a wise, discerning decision about the things that are keeping us from spending time with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our friend. The things that keep us from attending church on Sunday mornings. Church is Sunday morning in our culture in the United States. People say, well, I can go to church other times. I know that. But when groups purposely schedule things on Sunday morning because there are no other times during the week, think of what they are doing in the eyes of Almighty God. They're saying to God, your time is not important. This is really important for the future of our kids. Come on, folks. What is really important for the future of our kids is that they're in church sharing about the love of God, the fellowship of the believers, and the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. He says that we're supposed to cast off these things that they entangle us, the sin that so easily entangles us. You know what? The Greek word for sin means to miss the mark. To miss the mark so as to lose the prize. That's what the word sin means in the Greek language. To miss the mark so as to lose the prize. Wow. In other words, when we sin, when we become entangled in all these things that have distracted us, we're not scoring goals in the kingdom of God. We're missing the mark because we've become entangled. And what the writer says is, let's get back in the race. It's not too late as long as we're living. Let's get back in the race. And let's get involved. And secondly, look what he's saying. Run with other runners. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. We are to run this race together. None of us is running alone. We're not running alone. We should not be ashamed or embarrassed to come to any other person in our church that calls himself a Christian and say, I need help. Maybe spiritual, maybe physical, maybe financial. And to pour our hearts out, knowing that we'll go no farther than that other person. I know that doesn't seem to happen in this day and age. And again, that's part of the sin that's entangled us, the gospel, the lack of confidentiality. But we run together, and we run with Christ in front of us as our great high priest and coach beckoning us forward. We can do it. And we gather each other up and bless each other up and help each other along on that race. Paul talks about this race in his writings. track and race. We run with other runners, focusing on our strength. Our strength doesn't come from a bottle. It doesn't come from pills. It doesn't come from having six-pack abs and looking great like the people on TV do. And it doesn't come from the ways of the world. It comes from Jesus Christ. When you have trials and tribulations in your life, the only place to turn, the first place we should turn, and the only real strength that we have is in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. And if he can endure the cross, he's going to be able to give you strength to endure whatever it is you're going through in life. So why shouldn't we want to be in the race? Why shouldn't we want to run with other runners? And why shouldn't we be focused on Jesus? Why should we let these things steal our joy and our focus and cause us to crash? The writer says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful people so that he will not grow weary and lose heart. There are so many things today in our lives that are stealing our focus, tearing us away from Jesus, tearing us away from the fellowship of the church. And it's embarrassing to the church, embarrassing to Christianity. And I dare say it's blasphemy to God to call ourselves Christians and to be so distracted that we're living in the ways of the world. You folks, myself, we're around a lot of people in this community, in this world. We affect a lot of people driving down the road of our spiritual journey, you see. And the decisions we make and the focus that we have in our lives affects everyone around us. They say, well, no, my decisions only affect myself. They don't hurt anybody else. Every decision you make every single day affects someone else, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. Because we do not live in a vacuum. We live together in a community. And God planned it that way, you see. And that was the great thing of the Christian church in the early days. They were together, having all things in common, sharing with each other, uplifting each other, and what happened as a result? Thousands and thousands of people came to be part of that community of faith called Christianity. So what is it that's missing today? We've lost our focus. Eyes are no longer fixed on Jesus. They're fixed on the ways of the world, money, good looks, assets, good health, the latest bestsellers, so on and so forth. We've lost our focus. The writer of Hebrews said, let's get back in the race. Let's cast all this stuff off. Our decisions to make, but we've got to cast it off. Be back in the race with others. Encourage others. Encourage others. And one of those things, folks, sometimes that means that you and I are going to have to convict our friends. Not shame them, but convict them. Question them, why don't you come to church? Why aren't you part of the fellowship? Why aren't you a Christian if you're not a Christian? Question them, find out where they are. Encourage them, come on, let's run the race together. Because what hope do you have other than Jesus Christ in your life? The world has a lot of different opinions on Christianity and on the subject of church and Jesus. But the Bible has one opinion. And I read somewhere recently, someone quoted, I'm quoting someone who was saying to a friend, you have a right to your own opinion, but you don't have a right to your own truth. Because there is one truth, and his name is God. And when we think we have a right to our own truth, we're saying, God, your truth isn't important. You're not important. Only what I think and what I believe is what's important. And again, focus is gone. Found out that this Christian journey that we're on, and I say that we are on, because you know, folks, I'm still on the same things in life that you folks are every single day. Every single day. We struggle with these things, but I've really learned a valuable lesson in the time that I've been here. long as we stay pointed in the right direction and fix our eyes on the target, the big gun's going to do the work. He's going to do his job. And our hope will never be found in anything but God. And we have to fix our eyes not on alcohol, not on drugs, not on pornography, not on gambling, not on sleeping in on Sunday morning. And the reason we sleep in on Sunday morning is because we were out too late on Sunday night. These are the things that distract us. And for you young folks going to college, there's a lot out there to distract us, isn't there? Let's get back in the race. Let's cast all that junk off that's got us distracted. The things that we're carrying around. We're trying to juggle all these lifestyles, which never works. You drop something sooner or later. Let's drop all that stuff. Get back in the race. Run together the race that's set before us in Christ Jesus. And fix our eyes on the one who's going to perfect that race, bring us all the way to the finish line. And you know, we won't, as Christians, we won't finish first, second, third, fourth place. We're all going to finish together in the kingdom of God. Let's pray.
Our Lord and God, we thank you for your word this morning. And thank you for the encouragement you give us.